May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gook Audio mini podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to continue reading from the Haiku Zendo Chronicles. And this part is headed Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. I think this is the fifth recording on this, in this series. In 1965, Marion Derby began to tape record Suzuki Roshi's morning lectures. These little talks, as Roshi called them, were very short, seldom more than 15 minutes. Usually, Roshi started off in a general, rambling way with no particular subject in mind. After two or three minutes, he would discover his subject and continue straight into his talk. Marion transcribed the tapes each week, doing rough editing as she went along. She then carefully went over each transcript with Suzuki Roshi. She was generous in typing out copies of any lectures that any one of us was particularly interested in keeping. There was talk of gathering these lectures into a book, at first referred to as Morning Talks in Los Altos. In March 1967, Marion's typed transcriptions were given to Dick Baker, then president of Zen Center, for final editing. The tentative title of Beginner's Mind was chosen after many difficulties, largely caused by his very busy schedule. Dick Baker decided to delay work on the editing, and the project was temporarily shelved. In 1968, Suzuki Roshi suggested that Trudy Dixon of Zen Center take over the final editing of Beginner's Mind. Trudy was very ill at the time. In fact, she died before the book was finally in print. Nonetheless, her profound understanding of Zen and her great ability as a writer resulted in the beautiful and powerful edition of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. The book is a great gift to us all from both Trudy Dixon and Suzuki Roshi. All right. If you go to Kuke.com and write, ZMBM. You can read my afterword to the 50th anniversary edition of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, and it tells the story of how it came about. It says Suzuki suggested. Well, maybe. I thought Dick did, but doesn't matter. This accounting of it doesn't give Dick enough credit. He was involved with the editing, too, along with Trudy, and took the book to Japan and wrote the introduction and got a publisher. All right. Anyway, that's neat. I forgot it was originally going to be called Morning Talks in Los Altos. It was going to be called Beginner's Mind, but Weatherby, the publisher, owner of Weatherhill, Marcus Weatherby, said, "You've got to have Zen in the title." So I went Zen mind, beginner's mind. This has been a Kook Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Booba of Kook Audio and Kook Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggett, Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.